Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The political climate in Israel is heating up with a debate over Jerusalem, the main focus. That's the headline. David Dolan will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The news coming out of Florida, the cabinet of the state of Florida voted to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's political capital. But also, in that statement, they said the undivided eternal capital. That sounds like it's one up on President Trump, and they don't want Jerusalem to be divided at all. That's good news for Israel, isn't it?
Well, it is, Jimmy, and that was also stated by Benny Gantz, the former chief of staff until 2015, who made a major speech in Tel Aviv this week announcing his candidacy to be prime minister. And by the way, late opinion polls published Friday and Thursday show he has a pretty good chance of defeating Bibi Netanyahu as prime minister. He has coalition partners, and he joined forces with Moshe Yaalon, who's the former defense minister. He resigned in 2005 over the Gaza pullout. He's pretty right-wing. Both of them are very strong nationalists and both with very strong military careers. But they both stated Jerusalem will remain united if we get into power. So there's no way that any Israeli leader from the center or the right, and even most of the left-wing leaders, state that Jerusalem is not going to be divided. They won't agree to any peace plan. In fact, Yaalon earlier apologized for supporting the Oslo Peace Accords when they came out in 1993. He said a few years later that was a mistake. That was before he joined the Likud party. Benny Gantz is a centrist, but he's definitely strong on military forces. Problem that both of those men have, though, and they're party could get about 24 seats, the polls show. They both come out in support of same-sex marriage and, more importantly, to the Orthodox parties for public transportation to be allowed in all Israeli cities and towns that want it on the Sabbath. Well, that's a non-starter for the religious parties. So the political climate heating up in Israel as the debate over Jerusalem continues, and we'll just see where that all goes.
David Dolan with the latest details on the political activities for the upcoming elections in Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Early elections in Israel will be held the 1st of April and will elect the next prime minister for the Jewish state. There are several former generals of the Israeli Defense Force who are running against the incumbent Prime Minister Netanyahu. Right now, the Prime Minister holds a substantial lead in the polls. As David Dolan mentioned, Jerusalem is the main focus in the elections, as foretold by the ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah in chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Jerusalem, the center of controversy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...